Good morning. We continue with our study of Sefer Melachim Beis as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Mori Harini Kabaras Mishkavo Arav Hela El Bemeir Yechiel Mechel Zichron of the Bracha, and of course the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichron of the Bracha. We are going to close out Sefer Melachim Beis today, which is going to close in a long drawn out end to the Melucha, the Malchus Beis David, as seen openly sitting on the throne. It was in the ninth year of Tzidkiyahu's reign, in the tenth month, on the tenth of the month, Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel came against Yerushalayim and he camped against it, and he set up a siege. And what happened in the result? This was the 17th year of Nebuchadnezzar. This was in the tenth of the tenth, and which we know as Asar B'Tebes, and he put up a siege, and it came. The city came under siege until the 11th year of Tzidkiyahu, and in the ninth month the famine became so severe, and the people of the land had no food. Right, here it was the ninth of Tammuz. Yom Gavar Hayev, as we say in the Slichas of Shavuos Arba Tammuz, the city was broken into. And what happened as a result? We know that we talk about the 17th of Tammuz, because in the second Beis HaMikdash, this happened on the 17th of Tammuz with the Romans. But here, it happened on the 9th of Tammuz. The Gemara in Tainus tells us we really should fast twice, but once in the 9th of Tammuz, once on the 17th of Tammuz. But unfortunately, we lack the physical ability to fast that often, and it would be too much of a strain on the people, and so therefore we fast once in the most basic way. And the people of the city, the great warriors, fled by night between the two walls that was near the king's garden, and the Kasdim was surrounding the city, and the king himself went Derech Arava, and they pursued him, and they overtook him on the Arvo Sirecho, and all his army scattered and deserted him. And then they see Sidkio, and they brought him to the king of Bavel to Rivla, and they called him and asked him to step up to the plate. Now, according to the Gemara Nedarim, Tzidkiyahu found Nebuchadnezzar eating a live rabbit, and he made him swear that he wouldn't reveal what he had seen. And he did have, he was Mevatel his Neder, he Tzidkiyahu, and he revealed that Nebuchadnezzar used to eat raw rabbit. And for that, he was given this tremendous punishment, and he was called to account. And so they shechted his children in front of him, and they knocked out his eyes, and they put him into chains, and they carried him off. Now, what happened? That Yechezkel HaNavi had said, I'm going to bring him into the land of Bavel, the land of the Kasdim, but he will never see it. And the incident of the shechting of Tzidkiyahu's children and the blinding is described very much in the Midrashim, which states that when Tzidkiyahu saw it, he ran out to escape through a cave that extended to Yericho. We know that that cave exists underground, under Yerushalayim. And he ran through the tunnel with his ten sons running before him, and Nebuzaradan, Rabba Tavachim, saw them, seized him and the 10 sons, and he sends them to Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar says, tell me, Tzidkiyahu, what did you see that encouraged you to rebel against me? How should I judge you? If I judge you according to the law of Hashem, so you deserve death. You swore falsely. If I judge you with the law of Babel, you deserve death, since if you go against the king's oath, you're Chayav Misa. So Tzidkiyahu says, first kill me, so I shouldn't see the blood of my children. And his son said, kill us first, so we shouldn't see our father on the ground. So Nebuchadnezzar listened. And to the children, and he shechted them before him, and then he gouged out his eyes and put them into an avim, and then he led him to Babel. And Tzidkiyahu was crying out, see what Yirmiyahu HaNavi said about me. He said, you're going to go to Babel, you're going to die in Babel, but your eyes won't see Babel. I didn't listen. I didn't have the opportunity to hear that. According to a second version that the Maharsha brings down in Masechta Sota, Tzidkiyahu's eyes resembled those of Adam HaRishon. He was able to see through the cave when he ran from Yerushalayim. And so they thrust spears in his eyes, yet they weren't blinded, because when they shechted his children before him, that's when he became blind. And the Medrash Tanchuma mentions this at the beginning of Ba'is Chanan. And so all this happened in the time period Nebuzaradan comes in the fifth month, onto Yerushalayim, and he burns the Beis Hamikdash. And on the seventh of the month, on Azayin Av, he comes into Yerushalayim and he burns the Beis Hashem and the King's Palace and all the houses of Yerushalayim and all the houses of the dignitaries. It all gets destroyed, and the entire army of the Kasdim destroyed the walls of Yerushalayim, and the Nebuzaradan, Rabba Tabachim, exiles anyone who's left in the city, and the rest of the population. He left the poorest people to be there to serve as an expression of wine vats. The Gemara in Shabbos means to say they were supposed to be able to serve some basic role over there, just to be around, and just to be a mark. So the Kasdim broke copper pillars that were in Beis Hashem. They took the pots and all that other stuff, and the spoons and the copper, and they took the machtos and the mizrakos, all the utensils, and anything that had any size, and he carried it with him, and he also took Saraya, who was the Kohen Gadol, and Tzfanya, who was the Skan Kohen Gadol, and the Shomer Asaf. He took all these different things, and he took one Saris, who was supposed to be appointed over the people of the city. Anyone who had any sort of involvement with potential government involvement. And he took them into to Nebuchadnezzar, to Rivla. And Nebuchadnezzar gets them in Rivla, and he kills them in Rivla. And Yehuda was kicked out of the land of Eretz Yisrael. And anyone who was left, that small tiny bit that was left from Nebuchadnezzar, he chose to have Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shaphan to be able to rise and be in charge of the people. There should be something there. So all the people heard that Melech Babel went along and appointed Gedaliah, and Yishmael ben Nesanya, and Yochanan ben Kareach, and Saraya ben Tanchumes, and Nitofi, they all came along, and they came to them. And Gedaliah said to them, "Listen, don't be afraid of the Kasdim. Go home and live in your land. Serve the king of Babel, and everything will be fine." And of course, in Tishrei, Yishmael ben Nesanya, who was a descendant of the Melucha, he was Mizera HaMelucha, he did not like the fact that Gedaliah ben Achikam, who wasn't the king, he said, "Like you don't come from a Davidic line, and here you are ruling over the city. Who do you think you are?" And so he comes with 10 men on Rosh Hashanah, and he meets with Gedaliah. Gedaliah had been previously warned not to to be fearful of Yishmael ben Nesanya, and Gedaliah said, "No, he's not going to listen. And, you know, he's another Jew, there's nothing to be afraid of." He wasn't going to be choshed him. And there they were in private, and he went ahead and he killed Gedaliah. And everyone else who was with Gedaliah in Mitzpah, and they were all afraid. The whole nation came along, and they went to Mitzrayim because they were afraid that the Kasdim were going to come and take revenge. You know, it's like if you kill off the leader, so then the bigger government's going to have to come along. It's like why assassination attempts don't really make a lot of sense in many, many countries, because, you know, the bigger countries should come in and take care of you. So here it was, 37th year after Yehoyachin, Melech Yehuda, was put into Galus, and in the 12th month, on the 27th day of the month, so Avil Merodach, who had replaced Nebuchadnezzar, he came along and he took Yehoyachin out of prison. And he said, and he spoke to him kindly, and he put him above the other kings who were with him in Babel, and he took him out of his prison guard, and he ate in front of the king all the days of his life. And his meals, which were regular meals, were given by the king's home, each one in its day, all the days of his life. And this is the important closing that we have to Sefer Melachim, that no matter what happens in Sefer Melachim, no matter what happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki lo yitosh Hashem amo, God doesn't forget His nation. Yes, He's been very upset with us. Yes, He was very disappointed in the way that we carried ourselves. Yes, He had to send us into Galus, but He wanted us to know not only did He not forget the people and not destroy Am Yisrael, He set the tone whereby we would eventually be able to know that there's a value to Malchus Beis David, and that there will be a future for us to have Beis David go back and be and rise up again to be able to lead Am Yisrael. May it come speedily in our days. And with this, we close out Sefer Melachim, and Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we're going to begin the look of this period in Jewish history through the eyes of the Nevi'im Achronim. We'll start with Yishayahu, move on to Yirmiyahu, and we'll see how each of the Nevi'im saw this period in time, and the nevuos they were receiving from Hashem as we carry ourselves through the second half of Sefer Nevi'im. Everybody have a fantastic day.